Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Norm Marley.
Say it one more time.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
Norman Marley.
Okay, and how may I assist you?
I didn't understand that, sorry.
How may I assist you? The reason for the call, sir?
Oh, question of billing.
Okay, and what's your zip code?
Well, I called on the 21st of January regarding this, and nothing has happened yet. And I just was wondering, I have a referral code number, KC021.
Okay, what was your zip code?
Well, I got charged. I purchased an item, an air freshener from you people, okay? And I got the air freshener, but then I also got a bill that came through for $49.97. Which I don't have any idea what it's for, or I never received any merchandise, and I'm just checking what that bill is for the $49.
Okay, can you confirm your zip code?
We're sorry. I'm sorry that you're breaking up once in a while. What was that?
Your zip code.
Code.
Zip code.
The referral number that I was given was KC021.
Your zip code. Zip code.
You're breaking up, ma'am. I'm sorry.
What's your mailing address?
48114.
Okay. When were you charged?
I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. I can see it, actually. Okay, can you confirm the full mailing address, sir?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Is something connection or what? You're breaking up when you're talking.
Can you confirm the mailing address?
7533 Grand River Avenue, Brighton.
Grand River Avenue.
48114.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Where is that bill?
One second.
Run it. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, it looks like you called in on the 25th. It was for a purifier. And it also had a membership for an online store attached. The representative canceled the account for you and also gave you a refund of $24.98.
Yeah, we got that, but there's another item on our bill for the same company, and we don't know what that's for. The TYMARIE Masterful Crest.
And what's the date?
Pardon?
The date?
The date was 1-3.
Okay, yes. That's when he refunded on the 25th. He gave you a partial refund for that.
I got a refund for that? I haven't seen it anywhere on our bill.
You got a partial refund for that after you called in and he canceled the account.
What was the item number that it was billed for?
Like the order number, you said?
I'm sorry?
It was from when you got the purifier December 30th. You paid the shipping and handling on that. It was $7.45. But it was along with a promotional deal for an online store that charges a membership fee of $49.97.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't want any part of. I don't want that membership.
Yes, sir. When you called in on the 25th, it was already corrected then. Did you call in or did someone else call in for you?
Yes, ma'am. To understand you, they refunded this they refunded like a fee for joining some type of service?
Correct. It says that he called in to basically to question the charges, see what it was for. The representative name was Ralph, gave you the information of where it was listed, which was the terms and conditions. He decided he did not want it, even after the guy told him about the $125 store credit. So he went ahead and counseled, stated that he could do the 50% refund. Customer agreed and accepted that without taking any further actions, and that he gave a cancellation number. That refund came from the membership charge.
Membership charge for what?
An online store that he was enrolled into when he got the purifier.
Okay, did you get the purifier?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's where the problem was. Okay, we did show just today got a refund of $24.98, and that would be for that membership charge, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's just a partial. We don't get that all back, right?
Correct. It was a 50% refund.
What percent refund?
50, so it was just half of the refund.
I don't understand that part.
Yes, 50%, which is half of the refund.
Half of the refund.
Correct.
Okay. The other part was for the purifier.
Say it again, ma'am.
The other part of the $49.97 was for the purifier, and this refund is for half of the membership charge. Is that what I get?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then we have one other merchandise on Amazon, which we'll have to double-check that previous Discover gal told us we have to call them separately on that one.
Yeah, if it's a separate number, you'll have to call whatever number is listed next to it.
Yeah, okay. So then, normally I would be writing out a check, you know, around the first of the month for the Discover bill. So how should I work it out?
As far as the amount for the, is it a credit card?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you could do that with the bank. With your card holder, I'm sorry. But the what he was charged for was back on the 3rd, so that should have already come out of his account.
Well, we don't have automatic. We write with a check. We don't have them automatically take it out.
Okay, then. So do they give you a statement so you'll know how much it is that you have to pay for?
They did, and the one gentleman who was trying to find a refund said to hold up on it a minute till we find out what the total was. And he said 9607, but that would be different because we have those other two numbers to call on too.
Right. It's probably all of it maybe either together or if you may have got in charge for something in that price range. So, yeah, you can check on that. But that was refunded, let me see, on the 25th. Let me see. Today is the, 31st?
Yes. We received it on the 28th.
Okay, then, yeah. That would have been in that time frame. Yes, ma'am.
27th. Okay. Okay, well, I'll just send partial payment, and then we'll see how this all works out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, just a hint. Slow down when you're talking because it's very hard to, even for me to follow what you're saying. You're just quite speedy.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I apologize.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for